Maybe a question about insurance would be helpful in that regard.
Yeah.
So moved. What? How will you handle it from an insurance perspective?
So,
can I rephrase the question? Can you submit on paper how you will handle the insurance provisions for the facility? You don't have to give me verbal explanation tonight.
Sure, and I can just give you at a high level. You know, DCP Midstream Partners carries insurance. It's normal course, normal business standards they have. That we can provide more detail.
Thank you
for that.
And is DCP Searsport named as an additional insured in your policy, and vice versa, such that any claims that are brought against Midstream would also flow to Searsport?
I do believe our affiliates are named in our insurance policy for all of the affiliates for DCP Midstream Partners.
So, Don, I have one more question for you.
Do we have a copy of any of the relevant policies or proposed policies that would cover it? No. Is that something that we could get? I mean, I know the project doesn't exist yet, and maybe that's hard, but an example, for instance, of how another partner is covered might be helpful.
We could certainly come up with some sort of written document that I think alleviates the concerns about both the liability and the insurance being inadequate amounts. I don't know that we're going to get there tonight.
That'd be great, and I mean, if you could do that and share that, of course, with Mr. Hinchman's group and everyone else, so that it can be provided to Good Harbor, that would make a lot of sense.
We'd like this as soon as practical. Is it by the first of the year?
Can we clarify just
what is this?
That this includes the insurance and the liabilities. I mean, we're happy to give you information, but can we narrow it a little bit?
Insurance, bond, excuse me, insurance, liability, and then the other question we had asked is a remediation bond. For when the project's decommissioned.
So you're talking about decommissioning bond. Okay, those are three separate things.
Yes.
Okay.
Clear?
Ish.
I have one more question for Don.
Please.
Will DCP Midstream Partners or DCP Searsport commit to a prohibition on any future use of this LPG terminal as an export facility? An absolute unconditional prohibition on ever converting it from import to export.
I don't think it's not something we've considered. It's not in the scope of the project. It would require additional monies to make it an export facility. I don't know that we would, given it's a 40-50 year asset, that we would make something as broad like that at this point, given how things change and over time. So it's an interesting question. I don't know that it's something I would commit to today. No.
Are you saying that it could be converted to an export facility?
It would require a change of the project scope from a constructability as well as cost to be able to handle domestic propane in there and to be able to export it.
Certainly, but it could be done.
May I just say one thing? The retrofit that we're talking about or the conversion would require an amendment that would come back before this board for consideration. So to the extent that that would ever be considered, we'd have to come back and revisit the issue. So.
Not necessarily.
I think because I'm hearing the design would change significantly enough that it would require a...
If you get into an expansion of your facility down there, square footage expansion, the way the ordinance is currently written, you're still going to be a propane terminal. There's not going to be a change of use on that. You're still a fuel terminal. It's not guaranteed that you'll be coming back to us. But I think that question may have already been answered by Mr. Graham. And I don't know if you would want to address it further at this point, since the question is here and you have stored the demand. I think I've seen some written answers to that in response to our consultant.
Well, there's several different aspects of it. First is getting propane that would be what they call refrigeration-grade propane. If we couldn't get that, it has too much ethane in it. And so we would actually have to flare that, so then we wouldn't meet our air permit. So it, and then the compression would be for, to refrigerate ambient propane down cold enough would be so much bigger, we would be in front of you again. It wouldn't fit in that building.
In the way your pipeline is currently designed, those are one-way valves, correct?
Yes, Chairman.
Thank you.